Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, love his podcast, man. It's great.
Guy's bananas.
Yes.
Anyway, 7:09. Good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's happening, kid?
It's a beautiful Tuesday. Yes, Hunter, still Tuesday, not Wednesday or Thursday. So just be prepared for it. Be prepared.
Dude, yesterday, much like Sunday, a little bit of spring in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. But it's dropping actually, down, so don't get used
you're
to
gonna
it.
You're gonna love this. I got the electric bike out again. It's been like 4 months. It feels like.
I'll take things I don't care about for $1,000, Bob.
Exactly.
Enough about your electric bike. Let's get to your morning dump. Guess you threw me off with your electric bike. I forgot what we were doing.
Thinking about it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
The electric bike pulls into a traffic jam right there. Just wham! Yeah. Well,
anyway. Too bad. It's not.
Your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Oh, sorry. As you see, we're all screwed up. Your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
I'm fine. You're the one blowing everything, so.
Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Do you want to do that part, too?
Is
that
Good golly. Might have to. Hey, big day today. It's National Margarita Day today. That's
ooh,
right.
So
get the tequila, triple sec, lime, put that in a blender, make yourself something tasty. Go on to Margaritaville, man. The origins of the margarita are about as murky as you are after a few glasses, but they think it was invented in Tijuana in the 30s, and the frozen margarita machine didn't come around until 1971, actually based on the 7-Eleven Slurpee machine. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I discovered the margarita late in life.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not saying I don't enjoy a margarita from time to time.
You haven't had the good ones then.
No. I've had good margaritas. Here's the problem. The violent hangover after margaritas, too many. Like, if you're going to...
A lot of stuff in it, you know?
If you're going to go out drinking and all you're drinking is margaritas, you're going to have a horrible next day or two. Because here's the problem. Tequila alone will make you feel awful if you have too much of it. All right? You're eating the worm. You're falling on the floor. That's what's going to happen. But then you add all the sugar along with it. Dude, some of my worst hangovers have been margaritas.
From tequila and margaritas and whatnot. I'm going to say something. I know it's going to piss you off, but everybody else out there listening will probably agree with me. Spicy margarita is one of the best drinks I've ever drank in my life.
Because I want something cold to be spicy. That's such a stupid thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Dude, everybody has them now because they're so popular and everybody. Have you tried one?
Yes,
another thing that Brock has not tried that he's
bitching
about.
I don't need to. It's like spicy ice cream.
Shut
like,
up.
This is jalapeno ice cream. Why?
Fantastic.
So dumb. Yes, I want my liquid to be
so
spicy.
Good.
That's really good.
They're more expensive than the regular margarita.
They're more expensive because they realize that they invented something horrible and they're trying to load it off and make as much money. It's garbage. It's a garbage drink.
Dude.
Regular margarita. Yeah, let's have a spicy
The wife and I went and bought a pitcher that infuses jalapenos into tequila for us.
Well, you guys make poor life choices. I guess that's the way I'll say that. Hunter,
couple of them, though, dude, you're right. It starts to burn a little bit.
Yeah, if you eat something hot, what do? You usually get a cold liquid. Why would you mix the? It's stupid. You've ruined Margarita Day. You've ruined Margarita Day.
Shut up. You're the only one. You haven't even tried it, so shut up.
No need to. Yeah, spicy drinks. That sounds great. Anyway, be careful with the margaritas.
Do you like Bloody Marys?
No, God, no. Yeah, give me tomato soup with booze in it. That's another stupid drink.
God. We agree on that.
God almighty. Well, what about a spicy one? Now, that's even worse. Now it's spicy tomato soup that you put booze in. Okay, fantastic. No, but it's great in the morning.
Just try one.
Garbage. No, not going to. I'm going to waste my time. I'm going to have the classic margarita.
Missing out.
Classic lime margarita. That's all you need. Spicy drink. Get the hell out of here. How about this? If you want something special for your birthday, what about a birthday shout-out from the Tinder swindler? Simon Levive, the man who is the focus of the Netflix documentary for a Ponzi scheme that scammed women out of millions of dollars, is now on Cameo.
Don't give this guy any more money. This guy's lived in luxury for conning people.
It gets worse. He's made $30,000 in just the first few days.
Unbelievable.
So this piece of human trash who has lied and scammed and conned, taken innocent people's money, is now making more money from Cameo.
Come on, dude. Dude, be people out there, you understand what you're doing, right? When you're giving this, donate your money to something worthy.
I guess you can't even be mad at this guy. Be mad at the people that are giving him the money to do it. Oh, as soon as I read that, like, I could feel my blood pressure rising. And if you don't
we watched the whole thing.
Right? And for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, whatever you do today, take a lunch break, whatever, at night when you're eating dinner, put on Tinder Swindler, and you will be...
Your blood will boil.
Just blown away, and this will make the story that much worse. But yeah, he's made $30,000.
Dude, he's still doing it.
Yep.
He's still doing it. He's still pulling this stuff off, guys.
Yep. And now this is technically legal. This is for him, and not it is. It's legal. He's getting people are giving him the money. Oh, we are dumb. We are dumb, dumb people, society. Lastly, let's move on before
you got a birthday coming up.
You already got me angry with the spicy margarita. Now I read that story.
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for COVID. Buckingham Palace confirmed that the 95-year-old monarch has cold-like symptoms and is receiving medical attention and following guidelines. This comes after the son and daughter-in-law, Prince Charles and Camilla, also recently tested positive. Her Majesty is in good spirits and even sent a message congratulating Great Britain's curling teams. So, like, dude, she's probably got all the best doctors and the best medicine. And, she's still
95. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully she does all right there. But
like, what's going to happen when she dies? Like, who's next in line? Is it her son, Charles? Is that who it is?
To be honest with you, I really don't know much about that stuff.
Is it the little baby that was born, right? Because you got the...
Just immediately when you start saying kings and queens, and I just think of old-timey, like, dude, we have trouble over here with what we have.
Yeah.
And I think that's more modern what you got going. Maybe they have something figured out. I don't know.
Could you imagine being a grown adult and having to bow to a little toddler because he's a prince? Like, I'm not kneeling. It's a toddler.
He's a kid. Yeah. Doesn't know anything. Yeah, I'd be a little pissed off.
He's got sticky fingers and a runny nose. I'm not kneeling down to this. He could be my leader. No, I'm not doing it.
This is when bad things happen. You know, you get jealous people. You have kids running your.
He just ruined his Huggies, and you're going to tell me I got to kneel to this? Get out of here.
You know.
Get out of here. Anyway, so. I'm very angry at the end of this morning, Tub. You chose all the stories. Spicy drinks. We got that Deuce Simon Lviv, and then we got Prince George or whatever. Some snot-nosed little kid from England that we got to kneel to. It's ridiculous.
Pissing Brock off this morning. Here we go.
That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.